Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erevin, Daf Nun Beis, and we're starting Nun Alef Amud Beis, about a third of the way up from the bottom with Halacha Vav, and in the Vilna's Daf, it's all the way at the beginning of Mem Ches Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Tzara Bas B'Yakim Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says, Ketan Mishnatim V'Mavoy, how do we do Shita for the Mavoy? We've already mentioned Shita for the Mavoy many times. The question is, how is it done practically? And the answer is, Minechas Achavis, one guy who lives in the Mavoy, which means he lives in one of the Chatziris that opens into the Mavoy, it just requires one good Samaritan. He can place down a barrel of wine, Vimer and say, Harizu L'chol B'nei HaMavoy, this is for all the people of Mavoy. He doesn't have to go around to all the people and collect bread like in Eri Chatzeros. He can just take his own wine, say that it's for everyone in the Mavoy, and with Zakalahen Aliday B'nei B'tei Agdoilim Aliday Adiv Shuchasa Evrim Aliday Ishtoi, he can mazake it to them, which basically means somebody else is going to be kinda it for them. And who's that somebody else? So it's either his son or daughter that are Gedoilim, they're above Bar Bas Mitzvah, or through his Jewish servant or maidservant, or through his wife, they are all able to be Zoicha in this for everyone else in the Mavoy. Aval Einim Mazake Aliday B'nei B'tei Agdoilim He's not able to be mezake this shitof through his son or daughter that are under Bar Bas Mitzvah and not through his non-Jewish servant and maidservant. That's because their hand is like his hand, so they can't be zeich in it for them because it's just like him. Nothing more just presents a clarification. He's not able to be mezake them this shitof with the barrel of wine that he has in his cellar. And Omer Meshai explains why is that? Because maybe he's going to forget and he's going to drink from it. Wine in the cellar is meant to be used, and so we're afraid that over Shabbos he's going to end up drinking this wine. There's not many left in the barrel, and now there's no more shitof, and that means the air of his bottle. Therefore, he would have to take a barrel of wine and place it down outside, not in the cellar, and that way he's not going to end up using it, so he won't run into problem. Now the Gemara says, Manan Kamin, what are we referring to? And actually, this discussion that we're about to have is a din regarding Maaser Sheni. We know that when a person is Paideh, he redeems his own Maaser Sheni, he has to add a Chaimesh, a fifth of its value. But if somebody else is Paideh, a fifth doesn't need to be added. Now, Mishnah Maseches Maaser Sheni teaches that one could do a harama, a trick, and simply give his own money to somebody else to be Paideh his Maaser Sheni, and that saves him the Chaimesh. And who could he give it to, says the Mishnah? The same people we mentioned in our Mishnah, his older son or daughter, or his Jewish Eved or Shifcha. And we're specifically focusing on the Jewish Shifcha, this Jewish maidservant. And that's what the question is, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? In Begdaila, if she's a Gedaila, she's above Bas Mitzvah, why is she a Shifcha in the first place? Zocha b'simanin. She was Zocha to her freedom by bringing Simanim. She reached 12, that's the age of puberty, and she's not to be a Jewish Shifcha anyway. She should be going back home to her father's house. So why is she a Shifcha? So it can't be that's what we're referring to. And no Beis Amar on top. In Begtana, if she's a Ktana, which she's allowed to be a Shifcha then, Hakatan Zacha? Could a Katan or Ktana in this case be Zaycha? We know that a Katan can't be Zaycha in something. So Amar Rav Yudan Bar Shalom, Kumi Rabbi Yosi, he said in front of Rabbi Yosi, Tifter, we could explain as follows, Kiman Demar Hakatan Tairem. This works according to Manda Amar that a Katan could take off Truma, and that's how this Ktana, this Shifcha, is able to be put to this fellow's Maaser Sheni. However, Amar Lay, Rabbi Yosi responded to him, Vafilu Kiman Demar Hakatan Tairem. We have to take out the word Ain. Even according to Manda Amar that a Katan could take off Truma, Hakatan Zacha? Could a Katan be Zaycha? We're talking about the master giving her money. How could she be Zaycha in the money in order to redeem the Maaser Sheni with it? So we still have the problem. And on this we say, Al Daitin Darbanan Taman, Nicha, according to Darbanan over there, meaning Darbanan Bavel, it's okay, everything's good. How so? Because Taman Amr B'Shem of Nachmar Yaakov, over there above El, they said in the name of Nachmar Yaakov that there's three stages or levels of a Katan. Number one, which is the lowest, Kol Shanaisanlai Egoiz Umashlichai, Sruar Venaitlai, if you give the kid a nut, which is something that he really should keep, but he throws it away, and if you give him a rock, which is really something he should throw away, and he keeps it, so Amaitse Biyadai, if somebody finds something valuable in this kid's hand, it's like he's finding it in a garbage dump, and that's allowed to be taken away from the kid, and the finder can keep it for himself, because this katan has absolutely no concept whatsoever of anything valuable due to the fact that he'll throw away a nut that you give him, and so therefore finding something in his hand is like finding something in a garbage dump. You could take it away from him, no problem. And the next stage of katan is if you give him a nut and he keeps it, and you give him a rock and he throws it away, so now he has a certain level of das, stealing from him his gezel, only midrabanan because of darkei shalom, namely we don't want people to get into fights, perhaps his parent and other people, and therefore if this katan has something in his hand, you're not allowed to take it away from him because he does have a significant level of das. Now onto level 3 of katan, that's the key over here. If you give him something, and not only does he take it, but he also has the das to hide it away and bring it back to you after some time, meaning he could take care of his stuff. So with this stage of katan, gzela gezel gamur, stealing from him is 100% gzela mida iraisa, and zachal atzma, he could be zeicha for himself mida iraisa, avaloy lacherim, just not for others. Rav Huna says, k'shem shezeichal atzma, kach zeichal lacherim, the same way he could be zeicha for himself, he could also be zeicha in something for somebody else, but the rabbonim don't agree with that. So the bottom line is, we have our katan over here, he's the highest of the stages, he's a stage 3 katan, that he has enough das, that you give him something, he takes it, doesn't throw it away, and keeps it to bring it out later on, he could be zeicha for himself, and that's the shifcha we're referring to, that she's reached this age, that she could be zeicha in this money that her master gives her, and that's how she could be paid to the Maaser Sheni. Now we still do have a question in Rabbanan de Taban, the Rabbanan of Bavel, how they would explain our Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to get to that later on at the bottom of the Amud. We just continue discussing Zechiyah for a Katan. Hakal Maiden, everyone agrees, She'ein Matnase Matana, that even though a Katan could be Zeiche, he's not able to give a Matana to somebody. Because the Pasuk tells Beferish, Ki Yitain Ish, when a man gives. Now, even though the Pasuk is really referring to giving something to a Shomer to watch, the Josh over here of Ki Yitain is referring to giving a Matana, being Makne something to somebody else, and we say that Matnas Ish Matana, Matnas Katan Ein Matana, that only a gift of an Ish, of a man, above Bar Mitzvah, that's a valid gift, but the Matana of a Katan is not a valid gift. Therefore, even if we have the stage 3 Katan, that he could be Zechen something Mida Ayraisa, according to Rabbanan Taman, still he's not able to be Makne it to somebody else based off of this Pasuk. Now again, this is all in Rabbanan Taman. But now we continue, Divrei Chachamim, what about the Rabbanan of over here? This is all discussion of Rabbanan Taman. How did the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael understand? So Rav Yehuda ben Pasi says Rishayim Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Yaakov says Rishayim Rabbi Yochanan as well, La'aylam ein gzeilei mechaver ad shiyavi shtei Cyrus. There's really no iser midaraisa of stealing from a katan until he brings two Cyrus, which means until he actually becomes a gadol, and that's based off of Joshua from a pasuk. Now just going back to Rabbanan Taman for a second, Rav Avoh says Rishayim Rabbi Yochanan, Hadadat Amar lahaytzi menu b'din. That which we said in a stage 3 katan that stealing from him is midaraisa, that's only in regards to being mighty something from him in a din tyro, which means if the stage 3 katan had something and somebody walked over to him and took it from him, so we'll be able to schlep that guy to Beis Din and force him to give it back to the katan. Avol karbon shvua kol am maydai ad shavish tei Cyrus. In regards to karbon shvua, everyone agrees that this kid is still considered a katan until he brings two Cyrus, meaning he becomes a gadol. Shvua has to do with shvus habikadon. If a guy was given something to watch and then he swore falsely that he doesn't have it, later on he admitted that he did, and the fact that he would have to bring a karbon because of that, if this happened with a katan, even though it's a stage 3 katan, these dinim would not apply to this person until the katan actually becomes a gadol and brings two Cyrus. Now we skip the next three words, bram karbon and dahacha, and we're going to reinsert them two lines later, so just hold on to them in your pocket. We just have another question in Rabban de Taman. Rabbi Yossi Bai, he asks as follows, Me'ata, now this is so, that you're saying that the stage 3 katan could be zeichen something for himself, but he's not able to give it as a matana to somebody else, as we said above. Well, then we should say that afla atzmei liyizke, he shouldn't be able to be zeichen something for himself. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, El Reyehu, to his friend. This pasuk that we quoted, Ki Yitain Ish, and that told us that a katan cannot give matana. We'll just look at the next two words of the pasuk, El Reyehu, to his friend, which means if we would read the whole thing, it would sound like this, Ki Yitain Ish El Reyehu, when a man gives to his friend. And that should teach us that in order for a person to be able to give something, he has to be an Ish, a man, above Bar Mitzvah, not a katan. That means the receiver as well, the Reyehu, the guy who's accepting the gift, he also has to be on the same level as the Ish. And so katan should not be able to be Zeiche. We actually end off without an answer to this. Now we reinsert these three words that we had skipped before, Baram Krabban and Dahacha, and this is a question in our Mishnah. According to Rabban of over here, the Rabban of Eretz Yisrael, which we just explained above, all that a katan cannot be zeicha in anything midairaisa, he has to wait till he's actually bar mitzvah for that to happen. So how do we understand shifcha in our Mishnah? We had said that a person could take his barrel of wine and be mezakeh to his shifcha in order for her to be zeicha in it for everyone else. How does that work? She's a ketana. And the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, B'shim Rashul Bar Yitzchak, and here we have a few gears of changes. Hasar la b'shita sa pe'utais. We could explain that we're dealing with pe'utais. The tanin, we have a Mishnah that says, ha pe'utais mekhan mekach u'memkan memkar b'metaltalin pe'utais, young children who are at the age, stage, and maturity level that they understand commerce, they understand buying and selling, so anything they buy or sell with metaltalin, with movable objects, is 100% a valid sale, and this isn't sicer what we said before, that a katan can't give him a tana, because that's de'ayraisa. This din of a katan transacting business is de'rabanan, and it was a takana made for kids who need to support themselves. If their transactions weren't valid, no one's going to do business with them, and they would have no way to eat. And that's what we're referring to, that this shifcha reached the oinus hapa'aitais, that she's of the age and stage and maturity level, that she understands business transactions, and she realizes how much things cost, so on and so forth. She understands the whole concept of market value and buying and selling and money, and that's a situation that her master is able to give her this barrel of wine to be zeicha in it for everyone else to be the shitof. Now, once again, going back to Rabbanan Taman, and this is what we had said all the way up at the top of the Amud, that we have to understand their shita in our Mishnah. V'hataninon, we had learned in our Mishnah, that he's not able to take this barrel of wine and give it to his son or daughter who are ketanim, or to his eved or shifcha who are not Jewish, because his yad is like their yad. What's the question over here? So as we just read, our Mishnah tells us he can't use his kids who are under bar mitzvah to be zeich in the shitof because yadon ki yadai, they're really just an extension of him. That's mashma that he could give the shitof to a random katan to be zeicha for everyone else. The problem is, we had learned above that there are ban taman hold that a katan can't be zeicha for others, even though a katan could be zeicha for themselves, and that's why the shifcha of Meiser Sheni is able to be zeicha in this money for her master in order to be paid to his Meiser Sheni. A katan is not able to be zeicha in something for somebody else, but again, we just made this mashmaz for our Mishnah that he is able to be mezakeh the sheet of wine to a random katan as long as it's not not his own kid? And the answer is Abban de Kesaran Amr, and they say as follows, over there, Meiser Sheni, we're talking about where the Tinoik doesn't have Das. Even though, yes, we had said that there's three stages of Katan, and we were talking about the highest stage that has enough Das that when you give them something valuable, they keep it and are even able to store it to be taken out at a later date. That's still a lower stage than what we're discussing in our Mishnah, and that's why that Katan over there can be Zaychan something for themselves, but not for somebody else. As opposed to our Mishnah, it's talking about a Katan Sheyesh Le Das, which is actually the same as the Chachamim over here, Oinas HaPa'aitas, which is really the fourth level of Katan. This Katan is able to be involved in business transactions, buying and selling, and that's higher than our previous level three, and that's how actually it is true that according to Rabban and Taban, the guy could be mezakeh this barrel of Shitof to a Katan as long as it's not his kid, because again, that Katan could be Zaycha for somebody else. Now, we continue discussing our Mishnah, specifically the Eved part that we had mentioned. Taman Tananin over there, we learned this in Mesechus Baal Metzia, Nun Bezon Bezon Atap, Hashel Par Vishel Choloi Biad Benoi Biad Avde Biad Shluchai Umesa Potter. If a person borrows a cow from his friend, Reuven borrows a cow from Shimon, and Shimon sent it with his son, Eved or Shliach, and all the way to Reuven, it died, Reuven's Potter, because it never got to his Rishos. Now, the Mishnah really continues that if Reuven had expressly asked Shimon to send it with his Eved or Shliach, and then it died along the way, Reuven is Chayev. And our Havamina is that that's because the Eved was Zoyche in it for the borrower, for Reuven. And what do we learn from here? Les Hada Amra, Sha Eved Mizakim Rabbi Lacher, that Eved could be Zoyche in something from his master to give to somebody else. Shimon's Eved Kenani is being Zoyche in the cow for Reuven. And that's why when it dies along the way, even though it never physically got to Reuven, Reuven's still Chayev for it. And that definitely seems like a steer to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that the Eved Kenani can't be Zoyche in the barrel of wine for the Shita for everyone else. So Rabbi Lazar answers no, Tifter Be'Eved Ivri. We can explain that Mishnah referring to an Eved Ivri, and an Eved Ivri could be Zaycha from his master for somebody else. However, Omar Yechon Rechon says, Afilu Tamer Be'Eved Kenani. We can even say that Mishnah is referring to Eved Kenani. Tifter, we can explain differently, but Omer Loi, it's where Reuven told Shimon, borrower told lender, Pasach Lo, Ba'Me'Leha, open up the gate and it will come on its own. This actually refers to a different case that if Reuven told Shimon, you know what, your cow knows how to get to my house, just open the gate, let it walk out on its own, and it's going to come to me. In that situation, the moment Shimon opens the gate, the cow is already considered to be in the Rishus of Reuven, and he's chayv for any oinus that happens. That's because his instruction to Shimon is basically him taking responsibility upon himself. And that's the same exact thing telling Shimon to send it with his Eved. That's Reuven saying, I'm taking full responsibility for it, and it's not because the Eved is zoiche in it from Shimon for Reuven. Avitani Kenny, we have a brisa just like this. Hinhiga, if the borrower led the cow, himshicha, if he pulled it, or karala ubas, he called to it. That's all he did. He just simply called to it and it came to him. He is chayv automatically to pay if something happens, just like as if he borrowed it, even though he never actually used it yet. He didn't even touch the cow. It's on its way walking to him by the mere fact that he called to it and starts coming to him. That's him accepting responsibility for it. So no steer between that Mishnah and our Mishnah. Now, Ribza'ira, Shamalam and Adah, we have to add in that word. Ribza'ira learns from here, meaning Ribza'ira learns from our Mishnah itself that Eved Kenani can't be zaycha from his master for somebody else. What does our Mishnah say? The guy who's putting down the shita for everyone can't be mezake to his younger son or daughter or to his ever shifcha who are kananim because their hand is like his hand. And less hada amr, doesn't this tell us she'eino eved zaycha merabe al acher, that eved can't be zaycha in something from his master for somebody else? The Gemara says no, not so quick. Tifter kram meir, we can explain that our Mishnah is actually shita's rav meir. The amr rav meir holds yad eved kiyad rabbi dami, that the hand of the eved is just like the hand of the master. Rav meir holds that even if someone gives a gift to an eved, clearly stipulating she'ein l'rabcha rishus bai, that your master has no rishus in this gift, that doesn't help at all, and it automatically belongs to the master. So maybe our Mishnah is our mayor. The Chama, on the other hand, hold that yesh kinyan le'eved b'loi rabbi. So Reb Zeir's attempted raya from our Mishnah that Eved can't be kinyan something from his master for somebody else is not a raya, because again, it could be our Mishnah's our mayor. Ask the Gemara, how can you say our Mishnah's our mayor? Well, Tani, the Mishnah also says, ishtoi, that he could be mizaka everyone in the Shituf through his wife. And is Chamemer, could you say this, that our Mishnah's our mayor? Rav Meir avad yad isha kiyad baila. Rav Meir holds that the hand of a woman is like the hand of her husband, which means that according to Rav Meir, a woman should not be able to be zaycha in this barrel of wine as shituf for everyone else. But our Mishnah says it does, so our Mishnah can't be Rav Meir. Tanya says, Rav Shemra Pinchas, Tifter Kehen Tanya, we can explain the following Braisa, that Tanya, the Braisa says as follows, according to Tanakama, Ishtoi, Eina Paidele Meister Sheni, a person's wife is not able to be Paidele his Meister Sheni without adding on a fifth. She has to add that Chaimish, and that's because this Tana holds Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. But Rav Shemra Lazar says, B'Shem Rav Meir, Ishtoi Paidele Meister Sheni, a person's wife could be Paidele his Meister Sheni without having to add on a fifth. And this tells us, Dehen Tanoya Avad Rav Meir Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, V'loy Avad Yad Isha. Yishuk Yad Baila, that this Tana, this Braisa, clearly holds in Shitas Rav Meir, the Yad Eved is like Yad Rabbi, but Yad Isha is not like Yad Baila, and so actually our Mishnah could fit well with Rav Meir, that an Eved cannot be Zaycha in the Shituf from his master for everyone else, but the wife could be Zaycha in the Shituf from her husband for everyone else. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss how to make a Shituf. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.